this happens in a courtroom, and it's not presided over by a military judge. In fact, the convening authority, who is the commanding general of the Army forces at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, has appointed an Army reservist to act as the presiding officer, and it's that officer's duty to listen to the government's evidence and see whether there's sufficient evidence to send the matter forward for a general court-martial. This is required under Article 32 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. When you sit in the courtroom and you see the goings-on, it sort of feels like a trial because government prosecutors will actually call witnesses to the stand. They will be placed under oath. And unlike a civilian grand jury, the accused or the defendant, Sergeant Bales, will be present in the courtroom, and his lawyers can then ask questions of the witnesses and present other evidence. The investigating officer listens to all the evidence, makes a recommendation to the commanding general, and if the commanding general agrees that the matter should go forward, then it goes to the full tribunal with court members, or as we would say in the civilian setting, a jurors.
But even though this is not a court hearing or a court trial, so to speak, the onus still is on the government to make their case.
That's right. The government has to prove that there is sufficient evidence for each of the criminal charges that have been sent forward from the convening authority. This is highly strategic in military law. Defense counsels, they tend to go to these hearings with an open mind. You may not cross-examine a witness as heavily as you might later at trial, and you will learn things inevitably about the government's case. You can learn the character of their witnesses, the strength of their evidence. And coming out of the Article 32 is when you really put together your strategy of how you're going to defend your accused later at the court-martial.
Jeffrey, is there any sort of time limit on this preliminary hearing? How long do we expect this to take?
Well, we've been told that this is going to be a pretty extensive investigation hearing. There's over 5,000 pieces of evidence and over 100 possible witnesses who could be called. We've also been told that there will be nighttime sessions, and witnesses will testify via satellite uplink or through the Internet using Skype from Afghanistan. In fact, colorful defense attorney John Henry Brown, who represents Sergeant Bales, is in Afghanistan and will be present in the room when some of these witnesses are called. The Army has allotted 2 weeks for this hearing, but it's possible that it could go longer. And typically, it's about a 10-day window for the investigating officer to provide a report. But I think he's not going to be able to make 10 days with this much information. I believe it could be several months before the investigating officer makes his final report.